Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakey. How may I help you today?
My name is Molly Quist. I'm calling on behalf of my husband, Fred Quist. He counts under his name. I had spoken to Brianna the other day. We canceled our membership, but she was going to send us an email with a credit or a gift card, which I haven't gotten yet.
Okay. Let me pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
12010.
All right, and verify the address for security purposes.
458 Locust Avenue, Amsterdam, New York.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see was purchased a Wi-Fi booster, and you said that you still have not received the email for the voucher for $125.
Well, it's actually 3 months worth, so it should be. She said it would be $375. We should have gotten one every month.
All right, let's check here and see. Yeah, so I'm just looking at the notes because I'm trying to see, but I'm not really okay. I see that you say that you say this. So did your husband sign it for the Wi-Fi booster, or did he didn't?
I'm sorry. Did he what?
Did he? Okay, it's showing here that it's saying it was fraud. So I mean, if it's fraud, then I'm not sure why they would be sending you
okay.
A voucher.
Well, we originally did not think it was a good charge on our account, but. After we spoke with Brianna and we spoke with another person there, we realized that it was the Wi-Fi booster. We didn't know what it was, what the charge was for. So it's not fraud. He did order the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay.
He didn't know he was signing up. He didn't realize he was signing up for a monthly membership. He's had some health issues. He had a stroke in August, so... he just didn't realize he was signing up for a monthly membership.
No, that's fine. Yes, it looks like here they said that they to advise you to check your email. That was actually yesterday. On the 13th. But you're saying you still. The only thing that I can do is resubmit it, so they can and just tell them that you've called in and say that you still have not received the information for the discount for the voucher. Yes, ma'am.
We didn't get it in the email. We checked our spam folder. We've checked everywhere. We have not gotten the email.
Yeah, it looks like they actually sent it over to that department yesterday. So I'm not sure if they just haven't gotten to it, but I'll send over a note for them. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, Brianna had said I wouldn't be calling so soon. Except Brianna said it would be momentarily. She was triggering it and it was going to come right through, but. Maybe that's not exactly the process.
You got that right. Yeah, no, what they have to do is they have to send it to the correct department. Once they look at it, they're the one that actually handles it. So that's whenever they get to it.
Okay.
So I'm not sure why she would tell you that. Or maybe she thought that.
Right. She just was under the impression, I'm sure. Okay. And what is your name?
It's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
Okay.
1 second.
All right. Can you confirm the email address that you have on file?
Give me 1 second. All right, so let's see what we have here. Okay, it looks like the email is showing F Quist, Quist, at nycap.rr.com.
Yep, that's correct.
All right. Well, I just got it resent over to the department, just letting them know that, you know, you were wanting to check on the email. You still have not received it. You know, you were on the indication that it was right away, but you have still not received it. So they'll look into it for you. I mean, if they haven't sent it, then hopefully maybe they'll get it sent out to you by today, hopefully.
All right. Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.